Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Two girls, two young girls, aged 12, actually stabbed in Wisconsin.
What's this have to do with...
Well, I'm about to tell you, Slender Man, these girls, they stabbed one of their best friends 19 times because of an internet fictitious person called Slender Man. This is all coming out. It's being reported. ABC News is saying that these 12-year-old girls, they stabbed them. What they were trying to do, as why they stabbed this girl, is because of a fictitional character named Slender Man, and they were carrying out the killing because of him. Wikipedia says that the girls were doing it in order to basically win Slender Man's favor.
Right.
And so you have, and allegedly the girls found out about this fictitious person on the internet. They're reading these horror stories.
It goes deeper than that. That even the Blaze is reporting that they gave iPads to the students, and they said, don't go outside these boundaries.
Mm.
And that's, I mean,
yeah, give me a break.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that, based on reports from the Blaze, that's actually what they did. They gave them the iPads that led them into this whole thing.
Yeah. Wow. And they are given iPads. I mean, my son attended a middle school where they gave every child an iPad. And so my questions were like, well, wait a minute, let's have some talk about this.
Right.
What are the safeties? What are the things you can put on it? And I made sure that I adapted the iPads where it was, you know, just protective. But it was only the iPad was only protected while they were in school. So the kid can take it home, download whatever they want, and bring it back into the school. No telling how, you know, now we know that the girls had access to it from the school. But they're reading these stories, and what's being reported is that the girls wanted to prove that Slender Man was actually real. And she wanted to prove the skeptics wrong. And the Slender Man is this fictitious... they've made drawings of him as this extremely long character of a man. He has no face. He can be recognized, and he has some tentacles that come out from his back. And in these little horror stories that they were reading, apparently that if you kill on his behalf, then you get rewarded. You have some sort of a favor. And it's just like, what is going on? What is happening to our children? It says... basically, they wish to commit a murder as a first step to becoming "quote unquote" proxies of Slender Man, and this is what's being shared with the authorities. They're still investigating.
Which is exactly what Moloch and all the other things that were driven in the past for, you know, given these sacrifices of children, and this happens.
Yeah, and you know we're happy to report that the young girl that was stabbed, she was found by a passerby, a person who was riding their bike, and they've upgraded her condition to fair now. She did survive the stabbing, but now we have to deal with the fallout of how is it that three 12-year-old girls are having a sleepover, and it was this sleepover and this Slender Man result in one young girl being stabbed 19 times, left for dead.
There's so much evil to be able to do it, first of all, but then to continue to do it.
Yeah. Allegedly, there's some reports that one of the young girls involved said that for some reason she feels no remorse. And you're looking at an image of one of the images of what Slender Man looks like. Listen, we need to be aware. We need to be watchful of what our children are being exposed to. You know, just previously, we were just speaking about the things that's happening in schools, what's being allowed in plays. But listen, what's happening at home? I've seen so many young people have free reign of the internet. You have iPads, iPhones, Android, tablets, computers.
We have some segments, too, on the VFN Torch you got to go back and listen to about the statistics of that.
Yes.
And how that when a parent walks into the room, and the kids were surveyed, that the first thing they do is switch screens or they clear their cache.
Yeah.
They do all these different things.
Mm-hmm.
And the parents just says, oh, they're doing their homework.
Right.
You know, somebody with like a D. doing their homework, just right. studying. You know, yeah. A man's going in the store like, I need a Pentium 7 million and a
right.
and a screen, all that kind of stuff. And the boy can't even type.
Exactly.
Like, don't give him a mouse. Yeah. Don't give him a mouse. Save his soul.
In fact, they say studying said that children's first exposure to pornography comes as a result of, quote unquote, looking for homework, doing homework assignments on the internet. Mm-hmm. And so we want to encourage you to get all kind of protective software for your computers, you know, for your children. They have them for mobile devices as well as your internet. One that we've recommended in the past is Be Secure. We'll make sure that's related for you on the torch. But this brings up a serious issue that we need to be aware of, that, listen, we cannot let our children just see and be a part of anything. Now you have three children's lives that will be forever affected by this. One who was stabbed 19 times, and the other two that were involved in this stabbing.
Right.
How do we deal with this now?
Well, imagine society. You know, what society? It already is something. We just haven't unplugged it yet. But once you unplug it, what we've yeah. stirred up in the hearts, and it makes me think about the days of Noah, that he says, this is why the flood came. Evil was on the minds and hearts of everybody except for, I guess, Noah and his family,
mm-hmm.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So you start thinking about the only thing that's on folks' mind is evil, and this is just evil. It's like one day these girls were sitting in their classroom right beside your daughter or your son and having lunch together in the lunchroom. They had the same books assigned to them. But one day, because of all this darkness that's coming in the schools, as we talked about in this early part of the program, think about it. They took your kid into the woods and stabbed them 16 times, 17, 19 times while we're covering the cross up with a curtain or a box, while we're saying you can't pray, but you can bring, it's like, it's a strategy. I mean, this is not a conspiracy theorist. It's an obvious strategy. And if we can't see that, we've been blinded by yeah. darkness. He says the light shines in darkness, but the darkness doesn't even understand it. That's what he said. And when we're deceived, when we're walking around deceived and we don't know, you know, what is happening, when it's really happening, but can't see it, that we're deceived. And it's just amazing to me. It's like, my goodness, dear Lord. And we talk about the shootings in our schools. We talk about the things taking place in the schools. And it's like, it's time for us to wake up and say, you know what? Don't put iPads in the schools.
Yeah.
Put pencils and paper and books. You know, we're finding out, some of the studies we're finding out is that that this virtual e-book reading and all that type of stuff, that you don't have the ability to remember anymore. It's data in, but it doesn't come back out again.
Mm-hmm.
It's not there. You don't have anything to recall it by, because it's just like you're sitting there. And just image after image is coming in front of you, but you didn't touch it. You didn't, you know, find it and that type of thing. You know, we talked about that before, but the fact is that why not just have them? Isn't it better to learn one thing right than 10 things wrong? We think, oh, we got to learn everything. Well, let's just learn like 10 things right and lose 100 if we have to. But let's learn something like character.
Yeah.
Let's learn something like values. Let's learn something like the Constitution. And as a matter of fact, when we come back from this break, you're going to hear these teenagers that are talking to Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi as she is being interviewed about the Fourth Amendment. And this is where we need to be. This is where we need to be with our kids. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.